Sellers who are not in a hurry to sell can pose a unique challenge for both eager buyers and proactive real estate agents. The reasons behind their lack of urgency vary, ranging from financial stability to speculative expectations. In this blog, we will explore the frustrations and dynamics involved when dealing with sellers who are in no rush to part with their properties. 1. Financial comfort. One common scenario involves sellers who are already renting out their property, enjoying a steady stream of income. This financial stability eliminates the urgency to sell, as they are content with the current arrangement. The lack of pressure to finalize a deal can be frustrating for buyers and agents eagerly looking to close transactions. 2. Overpriced listings. Some sellers choose to list their properties at significantly higher prices, often double or triple the market value. This strategy is often employed with the hope that a buyer seeking to conceal illicit funds in real estate will come along. The seller, in this case, remains indifferent to the selling process, as the exorbitant asking price serves as a deterrent to most genuine buyers. 3. Lack of motivation. Sellers who are not in a hurry may not give prospective buyers the attention they deserve. With no pressing need to sell, these sellers might be less responsive and may not prioritize the various stages of the buying process. This lack of motivation can lead to delays and frustration for those involved in the transaction. 4. Unpredictable decision-making. Sellers with no urgency can change their minds at any moment without providing a concrete reason. The absence of consequences for such decisions makes it challenging for buyers and agents to navigate the uncertainty, as sellers may pull out of a deal unexpectedly. 5. Picky selection of buyers. These sellers tend to be very selective about the type of buyer they are willing to sell to. This pickiness can prolong the selling process, as they wait for the perfect buyer who meets their specific criteria, further adding to the frustration of potential buyers. 6. Analysis paralysis. Sellers in no hurry may engage in analysis paralysis, overthinking and overanalyzing every aspect of the selling process. This can result in delays and indecision, hindering the progress of the transaction. 7. Sentimental attachments. Some sellers have deep sentimental attachments to their properties, making it emotionally challenging for them to let go. This emotional connection can lead to a lack of urgency, as the decision to sell is driven more by sentiment than practical considerations. 8. Waiting for the perfect offer. For some sellers, the decision not to sell is rooted in the expectation of receiving the perfect offer. This waiting game can extend indefinitely, leaving potential buyers in limbo and agents frustrated by the lack of progress. A case study. I previously reached out to the co-owner of a storied house in Kyteton that had been listed on the red for many years. I wanted to find out what the seller thinks is the reason the property has been on the market for so long and if the seller is willing to adjust the pricing in order to make a sale. I discovered based on our discussion that she is in no hurry to sell, which explains why the property has lingered on the market for several years and still counting. The property appears to be overpriced, but the co-owner asserts her prerogative to sell at any price she prefers, disregarding any professional advice that she has been given by agents. She has no kind words for real estate agents and categorizes all of them with a broad brush as crooks for their perceived failure to sell her property and their unwanted advice. This judgment is made without acknowledging her own behavior as a seller who is not willing to be flexible at all. After consulting with multiple agents who have listed the property, my investigation revealed the fact that her husband is keen on selling the property and using the proceeds for other ventures. However, despite being the one responsible for engaging with buyers and agents, his wife, the co-owner, does not seem interested in proceeding with the sale. It appears that she may not benefit from the other endeavors that her husband plans to pursue with the sale proceeds. Consequently, she has actively thwarted every attempt to close the sale, even when presented with reasonable offers. Her confident and prideful tone, combined with an air of arrogance, is a typical example of sellers who are not in a hurry to sell. This attitude, prevalent among sellers like her, poses a significant challenge for agents and potential buyers alike. Conclusion: dealing with sellers who are not in a hurry to sell requires patience, strategic negotiation, and a deep understanding of their motivations. Real estate agents and buyers alike must navigate these unique challenges to successfully close deals in an environment where time is not always of the essence.